It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Northwest Indiana. Here we are again with Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. Coming at you live from Merrillville at our Merrillville studios here at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, WLPR. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm doing great.
Oh, you know what I want? You want to shout out to everyone? VOTE.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We want everyone to vote.
Yeah.
Vote, vote, vote.
Get out the vote. Get out the vote, no matter what.
Don't be a shy. Get out there and vote.
No matter who you're voting for, just do it.
Just do it. Don't let somebody else just do it.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I was going to tell you, there's going to be awesome Halloween programming going on here on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Tom's got, like, this whole big thing planned.
Oh, yeah.
And I made a couple features for it, and I played one for you.
I loved it.
And thank you. Thank you.
It was kind of scary.
Been working on that for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I hope not years.
And so it's going to be, no, not years, weeks, and it's awesome. So it's going to enjoy airing that when the time comes.
It should be a little scary around the studio this coming up week.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know what the problem is right now is we went from 80 down to 50, and I was waiting for 70. There's no 70s or 60s around.
It said I'm passing you over, Nick.
That's right. It's right into
I'm
Halloween.
I'm not coming to visit you, Nick.
No.
60s and 70s are flying right over in Northwest Indiana.
Yeah. So this week we have our special guest is from Ladies Gourmet Popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a kid, and it was a long time ago, it was, before I start, 769-9577, 769-9577. Folks, give us a call. Ladies from Ladies Gourmet Popcorn have a gift that I'll mail out, and we also have a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield that we'll give with it.
Yeah, so, thanks for coming in the studio today. It's good to see you here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
thank you.
And when I was a kid, to get back to my little story, I guess.
Listen.
I have a bad memory anyways. I would have forgot about it a couple more words. But we used to actually do a lot with popcorn balls. I remember making popcorn balls with my mother and them giving out popcorn balls. I don't know if it's weaned away. So
that was my absolutely favorite candy as a kid.
Yeah. So
Halloween
I brought
candy was the popcorn ball.
I brought in the professionals from Griffith.
Yeah, they are definitely the professionals.
Ladies, what they gave us. And folks, you need to go on our Facebook, right? And see all the pictures of all the different popcorns and stuff. Delicious. And we have the ladies from Gourmet Popcorn here. We have Patty, the mom, and I guess the owner. Okay. And we got her daughter, Chef Carly.
Hi.
And we got Casey. And she, what's your last name, Casey?
Verity.
Verity. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And she's also an actor. Actress, I should say. And they're here to talk about popcorn and hopefully get you to call in and 769-9577 here on 89.1 FM and ask them some questions about how to pop popcorn, the secrets about popping popcorn, how they get these great flavors. So they're here on their busy day. I'm sure it's going to be getting busy here because I think there's some events going on in Griffith that we'll talk about. But we want to start off with Patty. Patty, how you doing?
Great.
Thanks for joining us here at the radio station. Give us a little bit of background.
Well, back in 2013, my daughter Amanda, who is here.
We're not going to do the business. We're going to. I want your personal background. Where you graduated high school from?
Oh, okay.
Are you from this area?
Okay. Yep. Graduated in 1976 from Griffith High School.
Uh huh.
Moved away for about 20 years, and then came back.
Uh-huh.
Graduate of Purdue Cal, in the restaurant and hotel management program.
That's what I went for,
and which was wonderful.
Fellow
I had
alum.
So much fun. I was an older non-traditional student, mm-hmm. so it was a lot of fun. I was in college, along with my daughters in high school. So we had
but you were more matured.
Had a great time.
You know, sometimes when they go out young, you know. You don't grasp that special education that you can get.
And I worked for Aramark for 25 years, University of Chicago, and then later on at Ingalls Hospital as a retail manager. And about 5 years ago, said goodbye Aramark and hello American Dream.
They're right. And that is, doing your own business.
Yes.
And then with you, right next to you, we have Carly, your daughter.
Hi.
And give us a little background, personal background about yourself.
Right. Well, I grew up in East Chicago and went to Bishop Knoll, graduated in 2000. And I did actually also go to Purdue, but only for a couple semesters for restaurant hotel management and decided very quickly that I wanted to go to culinary school instead. So I went to Chic and they had the Le Cordon Bleu program at the time. And so I
That's
went to
in
culinary
Chicago?
School. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And probably one of the awesomest things I ever did. And I kind of went into the dark side, I call it, after that. I went into management after that for Aramark. I followed in my mom's footsteps, basically, and did food service management for the dining halls at University of Chicago and Loyola and UIC. And then I did the same thing. I was like, hey, goodbye, Aramark. Hello,
American dream.
That's right.
And then we got Casey.
Hey.
How you doing, Casey? Casey, she told me she did a little bit of acting on the side.
Oh, yeah.
But why don't you give us a little personal background? You don't have to get too in deep, but some personal background.
Well, I graduated from Griffith in 1997. Then I went on to the Cooking and Hospitality Institute of Chicago. Graduate in 99. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Did you guys know each other then?
We
no.
did not.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
Okay.
She probably had the fancier graduation.
But
then from there, I was a sous chef for 5 years. I was also a professional baker as well. I ended up getting married, had a daughter, ended up working at Griffith Public Schools for 10 years. I was a lunch lady doing all this other stuff.
Right.
And then I did drama. One of my kids ended up coming into the shop, ended up leaving with a job. And then I kind of started in part-time, and then I left another job and was like, you know, you need somebody?
We roped her in.
Yeah.
Now you're a scoop operator.
I am. I'm a scoop operator.
That is really cool. Scoop operator.
That's right, that's right.
And what do you do? Like, what does a scoop operator do? Scoops popcorn flavoring over the popcorn? I'm just wondering.
Actually scoops the popcorn into containers and bags for customers.
Got
I work
it.
Up front along with another 100 things.
I come up with a lot of fun combinations for everybody to try. I'm like, ooh, you should put this together.
And they brought in a ton of fun combinations.
Variety. What was that, like 15 different kinds of popcorn you guys brought in for us?
Yeah.
So we're going to have to go through each flavor.
We will go through. But you know what? Somebody got excited and already called us. And we have Cindy from Cedar Lake on the phone. Cindy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Glad to hear from you. You have a question for our popcorn ladies?
Well, I do. Actually, I've had their popcorn in one of the local breweries in Griffith over at Pokro.
Pokro, which we've had Pokro on.
Excellent.
And I do always love caramel corn. But what is your most popular flavor, and how do you come up with ideas for new flavors?
Well, it depends on the time of year as far as what our most popular flavor is. When the holidays roll around, like Mother's Day and Valentine's Day, by far it's the caramel. Christmas time, it's the Central Park, which is the caramel cheddar mix. And most of the other time, it's the cheddar. So it's neck and neck between cheddar, caramel, and Central Park.
So, Cindy, let me ask you this. What flavor do they offer there at Pokro?
I'm trying to remember. There was like about 6 or 8 different flavors. Like I said, you know, I always love caramel corn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a good caramel corn, then I will definitely indulge.
So, Patty, you brought some gift cards. And what are the gift cards for?
The gift card is for a 1 gallon tub of your choice.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, right.
So I even got chills from that one. So if I could eat popcorn, I'd be diving into that. Cindy?
Yes.
What we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card from Ladies Gourmet Popcorn.
All right.
And one to Chef Nick's Eatery.
All right.
So you just come by the restaurant and have breakfast or get a gyros or something like that and get it all like that savory flavor in your mouth and then run over to Griffith and get your big bucket of popcorn with some caramel on it and clear your palate out. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Like I said, they have a wonderful product, and I can't wait to make a stop at their store.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
And the tub is refillable, so you can bring your tub back and refill it with anything, and you'll get $3 off of your refill price.
Oh, that's terrific. Thank you.
Extra bonus.
Thank you, Cindy.
You know, and I have a quick question, too. Now, with the tub, do you have different designs on the tin? Is it a tin?
It's a the 1 gallon is a plastic tub, and all kinds of different designs. Chicago. Thank you. Congratulations.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And then a lot of different holiday ones for Christmas,
which
is right around the corner.
Yeah, it is. That's so true. And I was wondering, like, you guys have so many awesome different flavors. Do you have one of those things that they put in the tub and they can, you could, it's like sections off different kinds, like it's like a paper thing they put in there, and then there's like
dividers.
Different slices or something?
Yeah.
That's the 2 gallon and the 3 gallon that we'll do the dividers in.
Okay.
Yeah, so for the gift tins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just
so
curious.
We can put multiple flavors in the 1 gallon, but.
Well, you can mix whatever you want, right?
Them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Patty, let me ask you this, and Carly, why popcorn?
Oh, man.
Well, our little slogan is it's a longtime family tradition. The recipe, the original recipe, came from my mom. My mom's nickname was Lady. Her name is Dolores Texter. She would have been, 93.
Wow.
Now, unfortunately, she has passed away, but still lives on in our memory and is... You know, an integral part of our business. We think about her every day.
Yeah, her popcorn was.
So she used to make this popcorn back in the 50s for us. It was just made at the holidays and for family and friends. And then after she had passed away, we didn't make it for a while. Then one of my I decided to dig up the recipe and make it. And then I took it to work. My coworkers fell in love with it, asked me to make them some. So we started making it again. And, well, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Well, how long have you been in business?
It will be 5 years next in December.
Now, what I noticed, because when I went there, Casey, is that you guys moved locations. So you might want to tell people where your new location, because it just recently happened. Because when I first seen your sign, it was on, I remember coming from Polk Row, you guys were on the left side of the street, I think. And then when I went and found you, you were on the right side of the street. So now you're on the right side of the street.
I'm just messing with you, Nick.
You know what? I spun around a few times, and it still was the same way. So...
It's actually been two years.
Yeah.
So
since we've moved.
And what? Oh, it hasn't been 2 years. Is there an old sign up there still saying popcorn? I must have been dizzy.
Yeah. We were just testing you to see if you were paying attention.
So what is your address there?
We're at 118 North Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
In Griffith, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Now, do you have just the one location?
We just have the one location. And I think the easiest way we tell people to find us is we're right in between the Natural Resources Center, which has the big moose and bear on the roof.
Yeah,
that's
that.
The best way to find us. Yeah. And the barbershop. So we're like...
And Billy O's Dynamite Music.
And Billy O's Dynamite Music.
Right next door. He's the best landlord ever.
Yeah.
We have a rock star for a landlord.
Stop it.
I wish we all need that, believe me.
Yeah.
Folks, 769-9577 at 769-9577. Give us a call. Give us a question. You get a chance to get a 1 gallon popcorn and a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery. So let me ask Casey. When I was in the store, I noticed that you were talking to customers about popcorn. You were actually kneeling down and going through some things. Do you have like a showcase where you were talking about like items that were like signature items or customized items for customers? Do you do things like that?
Yeah, a lot of times weddings, baby showers, graduation parties. We can make the little minis, personalize your labels for you. We can do big popcorn bars. We run out setups. We can set it up for you. There's so many options now, because people want to do the big popcorn bar. They, you know, it's a little bit healthier than like the candy bars and stuff like that. But, you know, you can have such a selection of whatever you want.
So you're like the cake decorator of the store.
I was just going to say, could you make a wedding cake? Like in the like popcorn in the shape of a wedding cake?
Oh, we make wedding cake popcorn.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Put it in a bunch of tins and tear it up.
Yeah,
like
we'll make towers of like our different like to-go containers and make them all pretty for you. So
yeah, we've got some really pretty wedding setups too with ladders. Really?
We've had some guests on, Sharon, like designer desserts, when the people that do cupcakes and donuts and things like that. And people are kind of getting away from the old-fashioned as cake. They're trying to maybe individualize it a little bit more for the customers. I mean, when you do these, what's your base customer? Is it for weddings? Is it kid parties? I mean, when you get these customized things.
It could be anything from a party at school where they're, you know, they want their kids to take like a little treat in instead of just a bunch of candy. It could be weddings. It could be baby showers.
So it's graduation. Everything.
Yeah, it's everything.
So what's your lead time on something like that?
Well, we kind of ask for a couple of weeks, but we've had people come in and and say, oops, we forgot to order anything for this event. And, you know, we try to, we rarely say no.
Okay, so if you did a wedding and say they wanted popcorn balls for everyone, do you actually do the labels and stuff like that for that, where they would say the guest's name? I'm just curious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's people out there that, you know, want something different for the wedding.
Yeah, when we do the little, like if people want a favor for the wedding and we do the little containers, we'll put a custom label on there with, you know, whatever they want or the bride and groom's name, you know, things of that nature. If we
wedding
do a popcorn
colors.
Bar and they have, you know, like the big bins of popcorn, we'll do little custom bags for them to take, you know, take popcorn home with a label on them that has the, you know, again, like bride and groom's name, colors. So yeah, we...
And a lot of times,
get a personal touch.
People like it for party favors for, say, weddings with that on there in the little containers. You know, it's $2 for Central Park, $2.50 for everything else. They can put them on each individual plate. And then that's their little take-home
gift. And people remember that compared to those, a slice of cake. When I was a kid, it came in a napkin and, you know, that was it. So let's take a walk to your store. I don't know anyone can take this question here. Walk us through your store. Give us the atmosphere, the ambiance, what it kind of looks like. I mean, we're on the radio. Draw pictures in everyone's mind what they're going to see when they walk through Ladies Gourmet Popcorn.
Oh, man. Wow. I think, you know, right when you walk in, I mean, I feel like we have a
I was happy when I walked in. When I walked in, it put a smile on my face.
I was going to say.
But you can
like
go from
very,
there.
It's a very cool, I mean, I feel like we have a very cozy family atmosphere.
Yeah.
Very, you know, it's in... decorated in shades of, you know, sea blue and
yellows
and it's like a beachy mermaid sea type theme. You'll immediately see lots of clear bins full of fresh, yummy, tasty popcorn and, you know, all the bright colors. We've got display case with all of our, you know, different sizes that we have. The menu board is a chalkboard, old school. Kind of feel. So yeah, you know, it's just a very like warm, cozy environment. You're always going to be greeted with lots of smiles and, you know, we're a little crazy.
And it's not, you know, it's kind of an open air feeling too. It's not too clustered. You know, it's kind of open air. I noticed there's a, I said this before, a couple little girls that were like, Carly said hi to them. They were all shy and stuff, and that's why I did the promo with the Charlie Brown theme because that's what they reminded me of when I was a little kid, and that's the feel I got from the place was like being a little kid in a popcorn store.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and every little kid that comes in, we give them a little sample bag so mom and dad can actually kind of do like
I needed
their
to crawl
order,
on my belly to get one of those. And shave.
Yeah.
Sharon, you know what to do next time, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And everybody needs to sample everything when they're in there, just so that they know what they're bringing home with them, so that they're loving what they're taking home every time.
Yeah, but warning, I can't stop eating this popcorn.
I know.
I'm sitting here munching on it.
You went back twice
You know,
now.
But you guys are smiling at me, so they're smiling.
You know why? Because you know what? When you did, when you make food, popcorn is food, and you see somebody enjoying it, it does bring a smile to your face.
We love to feed people,
seriously. Yeah.
Really? What'd you go back for?
You can even taste
the pickle.
Pickle.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
And that's the first one. It's almost all completely gone.
Yeah. I know.
Somebody moved it, too.
See,
the
that's
table.
Our most popular.
They were hiding it.
I had
it from,
to go find it. Yeah, that is popular, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Folks, join the fun here on 89.1 FM. You're listening to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. We're on WLPR FM. And the call-in number here is 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Calling, get a gift card from Ladies Gourmet Popcorn, and so you can go visit them. And you know what we're talking about, all this delicious popcorn that's behind us. Okay, Patty, you're the innovator, or is who's actually the innovator? Is it Casey? Is it Carly? Or is it Patty?
Oh, it's my
innovator.
Oh,
yeah,
as far as flavors, who
has that little sword that pokes people to keep going and stuff.
My mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
my sister. My mom and my sister really.
So here's my question to you. Give us, like, just the procedure. You don't have to tell us, like, a secret. Just how do you make the popcorn? I mean, you put it in a what, and how hot you get the oil to, and how long does it kind of pop, and, you know, what, you know, just, you know, at, nowadays everyone does everything in the microwave, you know, but, you know, you don't. You actually have a popcorn popper.
We do. Well, the first step is to pop the popcorn. We use canola oil for most of our popcorn, or we can pop it in coconut oil, depending on what we're going to do with it.
So you use different oils for different flavors?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
For example, the candy corn that that you've tried, the if it's going to be a color or a candy flavor, we pop it on the coconut oil because of the color. You've got a pure white.
It's not about the flavor at that
popcorn.
Point.
Popcorn. Mm-hmm. And then all of our vegan flavors also are popped on pure coconut oil. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Then it depends on where it's going. If it's going
to be.
Let
me ask you this. Now, after you pop it, do you salt it? Or do you don't do anything to it?
No, it gets salted before.
Before you
The salt actually goes in the kettle.
Okay. Oh, does it?
Goes in with the oil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And about how long does it take to just to pop a batch?
About three minutes.
Now, do you ever like temp the oil, or is it just a little bit? And you just like what you do at home. You throw one. Do you just throw, see? What I do is I just throw one kernel in, and when it pops, and I throw the rest in.
It would take us years to pop popcorn that way.
No, we're super high tech. It beeps at us when it's ready.
Yeah. Really?
When it's hot enough, it beeps at us, and we're like, okay, you're ready. Yeah.
So what
measures the oil also?
Oh, really?
It measures out the exact amount of oil that goes in. It's a bag in the box oil, you know, like mm-hmm. bag in the box. Soda,
wine,
bag in the box,
wine.
So that kind of helps you stay consistent because you got the bag that has the same amount, and then the machine, it, you know, kind of beeps when it's ready. And
Size batches do you do?
Batch of popcorn. Like we're popping one batch of popcorn at a time is about 6 gallons of popcorn.
Okay,
so it's large amounts at a time.
Yeah, and how many flavors do you do?
Oh goodness. On any given day, you can find at least, you know, 15 flavors in our bins.
We make small. Well, in addition to the bulk flavors that we have in the clear plastic bins, we also make small batch flavors,
mm-hmm.
5 gallons each, and package them in small containers, like the ones that we brought here today for you. And that gives us a lot more variety.
Mm-hmm. So can you name the flavors?
Yeah, I was going to say, Casey or Carly, you want to name some of these flavors?
Yeah, right.
Really good. Go ahead.
Yeah,
what did you bring in?
We brought some cheddar and some Central Park, which is mm-hmm. our cheddar and caramel mix. We've got
Caramel.
Yep, cheesy caramel, which is really, really cool. It's caramel coated in cheese. Mm-hmm. We have a Grindhouse mocha, which we get our espresso from Grindhouse.
Which has been on the show.
Yes. What else we got over there? We've got pickle. We brought pepper pop, which is one of our
buffalo blue.
Yeah, one of our spicy flavors. Buffalo blue cheese, pumpkin spice, which is a really
delicious
fall flavor right now. Even though fall apparently missed us. You said
yeah,
right?
It did.
We brought
us.
Birthday cake with yeah. us
and birthday cake.
Which I think we'll have, for another week after this week? We'll have it for one more week?
One more week.
We always have the core flavors that are up there. And then every 2 weeks, then we'll switch the other ones. Vegan-wise, we always have vegan cheddar, vegan caramel. But we switch up the savory and the sweet vegan flavors every 2 weeks. It's about every week we do those.
Yeah. And we also make sure to have some really spicy flavors on hand because found very quickly that spicy is kind of a big deal in popcorn land.
I love spicy. Don't love me, but I love spicy. You know what? I tell you what I liked a lot was the green one, the apple.
The sour apple.
They have a sour apple. What was the other one? Wild cherry? No.
Oh, it was black cherry.
Black cherry.
And tart grape.
Okay. So when you eat them, it's like a Jolly Rancher coating.
Yes, yes.
That you crunch through until you eat popcorn. And you know what? They're full of flavor. And they're really good. And you know what? The colors are cool. Is that your Halloween mix, you call it?
Yes.
Now, how did you come up with that for Halloween?
Well, I mean, look at the color scheme, right? Black, purple, green. It was kind of like the Frankenstein sort of thing.
So tell me, what's your favorite then?
My favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. I mean, do you get tired of eating popcorn?
No.
I wouldn't either.
No. Okay. No. I wish I did. I eat a lot of it. No. But My favorite is pepper pop and white cheddar mixed together.
Oh,
I really
and what
like
does that,
that
taste
one.
Like?
Amazing.
Yeah. What's a pepper pot? Just like a peppery flavor?
Pepper pop is, yeah, it's kind
it's
of
like a hot cheese potato chip, pretty
sort
much.
Of, yeah, it's a mildly spicy flavor, and then the white cheddar and the yeah. two mixed together are just a nice, you know.
Well,
we
got
made it for Comic-Con and called it Good versus Evil.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And it was like, and it was amazing.
That's a nice ring. Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Very we got Holly on the line. She's calling from Lowell. And she's going to tell us what her favorite popcorn is. How you doing, Holly?
Hello. Yeah, hi. I have a question, too.
Okay. We'll take that.
My favorite popcorn is the kettle corn, but I didn't even know about you guys. Down here in Lowell, we're like in a different world, so I'm excited to come to the store sometime.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
But my question is, am I allowed to ask a question?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Bring it on.
About 15 years ago, we grew popcorn on our farm. So I had lots of it.
Cool.
And so I was always trying new things. And I made like red hot cinnamon popcorn. And I made it with those little, like when you buy vanilla, only it was cinnamon. And it was the kind that people dip toothpicks in to make hot cinnamon. And I have no idea how I did it.
You know what's funny, Holly? There's three ladies in front of me, and all three, you heard boom. Boom, boom. Those were light bulbs going off above their heads.
Well, name it after me, okay?
So
do you know, I mean, does that like an idea, like how you would do that? It seems to me that somehow I did like caramel corn, only I put that red hot flavor in it.
Right, like with maybe a cinnamon extract? Is
yeah,
that what
that's
it was?
What I'm thinking.
Yeah, it was like cinnamon extract, yes. It came in a little bottle, like...
Or
you know, like almond
thing.
And vanilla and all that.
Yeah.
And it was hot. Like, if you got it on your lips, my kids would dip toothpicks in it and chew on the toothpicks.
Oh, my gosh.
And it would make their lips be all chapped.
Yeah.
See, we have very smart callers out there.
Yeah, it's true.
With great palates.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I wonder if you could melt the Red Hats.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And use that instead of
the
sugar.
The Red Hat candy. And add that to your popcorn.
That's possible.
Yeah, like
you
drizzle
could,
it
you
over
could
it,
melt
you
down.
Think?
Yeah,
you know, Holly, you got all the scientists over here working hard. So, you know, and you gave them such a great idea. We're gonna
well, that's a good thing, but yeah. I want to know how to make it, too.
They're still figuring
it
out.
We're still trying to figure it out.
You know what? They're making me run to the store to get Red Hots right now. I can't even finish the show.
Well, you could always throw Red Hots in the popcorn like people do M&Ms, but that's not how it was. This would turn out like pink.
Yeah.
And it was, that's all I remember, but it was so good.
So we've got my mom who is one of our popcorn fairies, but our other popcorn fairy is back at the shop right now, my sister Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she might be able to figure this out.
Right?
Well, Holly, you know what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card to to Ladies Gourmet Popcorn out of Griffith, and then a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Uh-huh.
And... I don't know. Maybe give them a call in a couple of weeks and see if they've developed something like
that.
So when you go down there, they'll have a gallon of popcorn. They'll have a gallon of it for you.
Or you can send us a message on Facebook and see.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. Right.
Oh yeah.
So Holly, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you very much.
You're a great caller. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes,
goodbye.
Thank you much.
Bye.
See you soon.
So you know they were talking. You guys were talking on these flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you get the flavor on the popcorn? I mean, you don't pop the flavor in when you're popping it, right?
No.
So what do you do?
So after the popcorn is popped, it goes into either, these are technical terms now, into our caramelizer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or our cheesinator. Okay. These are technical terms. Okay.
Cheesinator.
Yes.
Cheesinator. Yeah. So our caramel corn, you know, we have the caramelizer. Basically, we put all of our ingredients for our caramel in there, and it gets it all nice and cooked up for us, and popcorn goes in once it's... You know, once
does the popcorn go in hot or is it going cold?
No.
It doesn't matter.
No, it's usually cold. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Once we pop all the popcorn in the morning, it doesn't stay hot for long.
Right.
So we'll go with cold on that
okay.
one. But yeah, and then it goes, you know, and then we dump the popcorn into the caramelizer and it's got these cool arms that sort of stir the caramel into the popcorn. And
really?
And,
so it's like paddles.
Yeah.
Like you're folding it in.
Like when my grandma was doing this and when my mom and my sister first started this
business,
they were,
with
you know,
hand?
With like rubber spatula.
So you're folding it because you don't want to damage the popcorn.
You don't want to.
So folks, remember that when you're doing caramel over the popcorn, just don't stick your hands in there, a wire whip or a spoon. You want to use a rubber scraper, right?
Yeah, no hands. Caramel is really hot.
Yeah, I'm sure. I was going to say,
yeah.
That's going to be hot.
Well, you know what? also tell us about, you know, Casey, I'm sure you do some stuff with the popcorn. The ones that are the candy-coated ones, that's something I've never had before, like with the Jolly. How is that done? Or do you want to ask
Patty? That's a Patty question.
Okay, Patty.
Because the only
Do you melt that stuff down?
Yeah.
You don't have to tell us secrets. Folks, 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Give us a call and tell us your favorite popcorn. Go ahead, tell us how that works.
Well, first of all, there are four people that make popcorn.
That's it.
And
that's it.
It's myself, Carly, and Terry, the big guy. That's my husband, their dad, and Amanda. Mm-hmm. Who Amanda is not here, which we really wish she could have been here today with us, but someone had to stay there and hold down the fort.
And eat popcorn.
Yes, and right. Amanda comes up with a lot of the ideas and the different flavors. Mm-hmm. And Amanda and I opened this the shop, 5 years ago, and then Carly has just recently joined us.
Oh.
That's just a little bit of the background there. So with Relish... Relish and ladies.
And we'll talk about that a little bit. Right. Don't let me forget because I had a great hot dog there.
Thank you. So
how do you get? How do you get? How do you get that candy crust on that popcorn? Do you actually? I know it's a secret, but I mean, do you actually like use candy or is it a powder?
It's candy. It's sugar and the candy flavoring.
So is this something
you cook it?
Yes. You don't buy a mix or anything.
Well, until it gets to be 180 degrees.
Right.
You have a binding agent.
Then it turns into like the hard crack, and it. Mm-hmm. We add the popcorn to that mixture right before it gets to that point.
Right.
And
then you do the same thing.
And then stir it, mix it, and then when you pour it out of the caramelizer, you have to stir it constantly.
I can see that too.
Chills and separates. Not chills, but
hardens.
Down. Otherwise, you'll have just a big
clump of everything.
Huge popcorn ball.
I tell you what, the candy ones that you brought in here, they are very good. So, folks, dial in 769-9577. You're joining us on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, on 89.1 FM.
And you can mention, too, that if you want, the kind of popcorn you can eat that they brought in.
The clouds.
Yeah.
Because you can't eat popcorn.
And I got my own container I'm taking home with me. Here.
Awesome.
Right. So for people who
caramel,
have...
Caramel, what are they called? Clouds?
They're called clouds.
So like if you have diverticulitis or you just...
Braces,
can't eat,
babies.
Stuff like that. Here, listen to this. That's goodness. Mm-hmm. So what is clouds?
Yeah, basically it's corn puffs.
Yeah.
Sugar puffs?
Well, not sugar, but corn puffs. Right. And then we use, we coat them in our caramel or in our
Caramel, the cinnamon, the elephant ear ones. Then there's savory ones. So there's like a double cheddar, regular cheddar. Sometimes they invent out with pizza.
Yeah, we'll do pizza.
Pepper pop.
Honey mustard.
Elephant ear ones.
They're cinnamon sugar. They're amazing.
These are treated the same way you do popcorn?
Correct.
Okay, so you do the stirring and all that kind of stuff.
You still get the crunch and everything, but then you don't have the seed.
Yeah. Oh, we did happy hour ones. Those were amazing.
Right. No
what's happy hour?
No
what is that?
Yeah.
So, Patty, what's your favorite flavor?
That's a tough one. I think it's a movie theater butter with cheddar and a little pepper pop mixed in. Just eat a whole bag of that.
Now, if you were going to name that, what would you name it?
I would call it Patty's favorite.
Patty's favorite.
You need a peppermint patty
you guys should,
one, don't
should
you?
Market that.
We do make a peppermint patty one during the holidays. I hate to say the C word. It's around the corner. But Christmas.
Yeah.
That's one of our Christmas flavors.
So, Casey, what's your favorite flavor?
Wow. That's a really good question. So there's one that actually a lot of the customers, I've kind of turned them onto it. I call it the ultimate guy mix. So what it is, it's cheddar, white cheddar, bacon cheddar, and pepper pop all mixed together. Every guy that tries it falls in love.
With you or the
like
popcorn?
Like having a meal.
Popcorn. Okay. Yeah. And then, I'm a sweet gal myself, so churro is amazing. That's a cinnamon
churros,
sugar.
Huh? Wow.
Birthday cake, double fudge brownie, hint, hint.
Nice.
So, yeah, I mean,
do you guys have any cotton candy? You ever do that?
Is that birthday cake almost like that or no?
Well, kinda we made like a cotton candy flavor one time, but it just wasn't one of our best flavors.
Yeah. Okay.
My daughter's favorite was the juicy fruit, and that one didn't go over because it tasted like juicy fruit.
You try things, and you keep what's good, and you dispel the rest, right?
Sharon, we got to tell the people out there we only got about 20 minutes left. It's gone by fast.
Yeah, so take your opportunity to get that gift card.
I agree. Yeah. 769-9577. 769-9577. And what is your best seller?
Oh, man. Central Park is probably our top seller.
And what
is
that
standard
one again?
And that's the caramel and cheddar mixed together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little sweet, a little salty. Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But birthday cake, we don't always have it. We do it every couple months. It rotates through the sweet flavor, but they're making it at least twice a week because there's so many orders for it all the time.
I mean, I don't want to say what's the worst, but do you really sell a lot of your just basic buttered popcorn with salt?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, about 10, depending on the time of year, anywhere from 5 to 15 gallons of that a week.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I mean, I'm sorry, a day.
A day.
Yeah, I mean, a week. A day, yes.
You're saying a week, I'd be out of business by now, right? So how many, we're talking about gallons, what do you think you produce in a year?
Oh, man, a lot.
Well, we have an order that coming up next week, we're doing a fundraiser that requires us to produce 500 gallons of popcorn.
That's like amazing.
We have 3 days to do it.
So let me ask you this. Do you use different kernels? Do you get your kernels somewhere special? I mean, different flavors, different kernels? Or, how do you deal with the kernel?
Well, there's two different kinds of popcorn. Mm-hmm. There's a mushroom popcorn, which is the round kernels.
Yeah,
there's butterfly popcorn.
Uh-huh.
And we use the mushroom popcorn. It's a big hearty kernel. It holds up really well to, being in the cheddarizer or the caramelizer.
Mm-hmm. I could see that too. It's like almost like an octopus head.
Mm-hmm. And yes, it's specially we buy it from our popcorn people, and it's a GMO popcorn that's grown in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Non-GMO.
So
a non-GMO.
Right.
That's, you knew what I meant. Yeah. A non-GMO popcorn.
So when you buy your popcorn, it's got a pretty good shelf life. What do you think? It all depends on how it's coated, or
when you're buying it, you have about 2 weeks. Candy corns last a little bit longer, as long as you keep everything out of humidity, like extreme temperatures, and you keep your bags closed. You're all good.
Yeah, popcorn hates heat and humidity, but mm-hmm. As long as you're keeping your bags sealed, our popcorn's good for up to 2 weeks because we're popping it fresh every day.
Yeah,
you guys buy your popcorn from the corn from a local guy or anything, or where do you get that?
We do buy it from an authorized popcorn vendor that grows.
So he just deals with popcorn. You could deal with a popcorn professional, and it's not like you're going through a regular vendor like I would go through. Someone's professional. That's what they do.
Right, exactly.
So, folks, again, 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Give us a call. Get some free popcorn. Get a free gift card from Chef Nick Seedery. Ask us a question. And join us and have some fun. When I was at your shop there, Carly, you told me that you actually make your caramel from scratch.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And you actually have, how do you do that? I mean, how do you make it? You don't have to tell exactly. Just give us an idea how you, because you know what? I'm terrible at making caramel. I've tried to do it. When you're doing flans and things like that. I've tried to do caramel. I end up burning myself a few times.
Ouch.
Especially, I'm reaching into the pot to see it. One time I reached in and put it on my tongue like an idiot.
Oh, yes.
You know what? And I was 50 years old.
candy thermometers are very helpful.
Yeah, I'm old school.
Or if you do that, you do the ice water technique.
Okay. So give us a little, help people out about making caramel.
Yeah. I mean,
how do you guys do it? And size batch.
Right. So we typically make about 10 gallons at a time in one batch. And, it starts off with butter and sugar and vanilla and, good, wholesome, delicious ingredients. And they, we cook them until they reach caramel stage.
And what is caramel stage?
It's 180 degrees.
And you you try to get it to like a brownish, is that what, amber look? Is that what you do? That's what happens?
It is, but again, our the caramelizer is a lifesaver because
when
it gets that temperature, the timer goes off and lets me know that the caramel's ready to go.
Okay. Well, it's pretty
And then
much...
it's the ingredients also. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of different food vendors try to get our butter business, and we're very particular about the butter.
It absolutely affects the flavor.
There is such a big difference in really butter does. You wouldn't even...
Right.
Think about
just
that.
Just like my cheese for my pizza, I won't switch.
Right. Explain that. What's the difference?
The amount of fat that's in the butter.
That's a bad word, though, but yes.
Well, that's
bad and good.
So we use a lot of butter.
You want a lot of butter.
A double door refrigerator that has, basically nothing but butter and hot dogs in it.
Right.
Yeah.
So is there. Now, do you have like special salts you use, or you just use one kind of salt?
Yep, we have a special salt that we use.
Is it ground differently, or
it is? It has to be really fine, and our sea salt is when you purchase.
So you use more than one salt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sea salt is usually too chunky, so we have to food process our sea salt so that it's fine enough so it will stick.
So it sticks to the popcorn.
Yeah.
So let's talk. You know what? Another thing I want to ask: Do you have popcorns with nuts in them and things like that?
No,
we are a nut-free facility.
Except for me.
Except for the staff.
Really?
The only nuts you'll find
just
are
you
the
guys
behind the counter. Yep.
And is this the only time of the year you kind of do like popcorn balls?
Yes, Halloween.
For Halloween.
Just for Halloween.
Oh, you're saying it like just for Halloween. That's all I'm going to do it for. So when I was at your shop and. I was surprised how far those tickets traveled. But you also do hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you also do soups.
Yes.
And you do your own relishes. And you do some vegan stuff. And when I was there, I was really surprised because it's a hot dog place. I mean, a popcorn place that you couldn't really talk to me too much because you were making food. So I ended up ordering a hot dog to give you more problems. And then I just went on my way with my... Pepper clouds. And then my Nathan hot dog. But go ahead and tell us a little bit about your side business in your popcorn company.
Yeah, so about a year ago, when I left my job in Chicago to start my own business, I opened a small hot dog shop called Relish. And we actually just recently merged with Ladies Gourmet Popcorn, so we are in the same building now. And yeah, I've got gourmet hot dogs. We use Nathan's hot dogs, all
which is
beef,
very good.
Which are delicious. I do soups from scratch, which, come and try soups if you're a soup person.
Mm-hmm. Great lemon rice.
Thank you very much.
I had the lemon rice, and here in the studio you brought lemon rice and cream of...
Cheesy potato.
Mm-hmm. Which, when I make it, that is a very... Look at Sharon. She's like, where is it?
Where is it?
Yeah, right there on the right.
But when in my restaurant, that's actually a very popular item, cheesy potato.
Yes.
So what was your previous job in Chicago, just out of curiosity? Sorry if you already said
No, that's okay. I was I worked at the dining halls at University of Illinois.
Okay.
So I was one of the managers of the dining halls there, and so running the day-to-day food service operations.
And then you went to Le Cordon Bleu?
I went to Le Cordon Bleu prior to doing that, yeah. I actually, after I graduated culinary school, I started working as a display chef in at University of Chicago, and about 2 years later, I... was promoted and went into management and kind of did that for several years and finally decided it was time to go back to what I really loved, which was cooking. And
nice.
So you're cooking. So what kind of, like, tell us what else you offer back there.
Yeah, so we've got our hot dogs. I mean, it's very, very small offer. You know, we've got hot dogs, we've got gourmet soups. We have a vegan dog, which is really, really delicious, made by a local business called The Radish. Girl named Michelle.
Now you do vegan sausage too, don't you?
We are running a vegan sausage right now. It's apple beer brat,
which is
amazing.
And who does that? Yeah. And who does that for you?
And that's Michelle Aninga, and she's from The Radish.
Uh-huh.
And she just does commissary, so she makes stuff out of a local kitchen and sells it to.
Are you doing well with the?
Oh yeah.
Seems like you're doing pretty good with that. So how's Griffith treating you guys?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love our little town.
I never really went to Griffith too much. I graduated from Maryville, and I just never went that way. But now I've been going out there and visiting different establishments. I'm really kind of pleasantly surprised of really how the downtown part of Griffith has evolved.
It wasn't like that when I was growing up.
I know.
you know, it just, it kind of started just building up. And I think it's pretty awesome, the camaraderie between all the small businesses down the strip. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's just really nice to each other.
Sure. I kind of think Grindhouse was the first really cool business
something
to open.
Different, yeah.
About, let's see, they opened a year before we did. So I think they've been open 6 years.
Wow.
And they're just right down the street from us.
Yeah, that's how I stumbled on you guys. I was walking. And you get probably a lot of walking traffic, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
So, Patty, tell us first, folks, we're getting to our last 10 minutes, 769-9577, 769-9577. You're listening to us on 89.1 FM. This is Lakeshore Public Radio. You listen to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. Call in 769-9577, get a chance to get a gift card. Patty, tell us, you told me something that you're doing with, it's trick-or-treating for dogs. What's going on in Griffith?
Yeah, Barktoberfest.
Oh, how cute is that?
Isn't that cool?
Well, yeah, Griffith really is totally been developing and up and coming last several years.
Okay, so
that
was my schnauzer.
That was you. That was good.
Okay, Patty, tell us a little bit about Barktoberfest.
Well, let's see. I started with New Oberfalls, which is one of the our local breweries in town. So you register your dog at New Oberfalls. And you receive a commemorative T-shirt, mm-hmm. and your dog gets a trick-or-treat bag. All the I think 100% of all the proceeds go to Treasured Friends Adoption. Not sure if I know it's Treasured Friends, but it all goes to the dogs. And the dogs are dressed up in ridiculous costumes.
Oh, it was
and the owners, they dress up also. And then you receive a map, which has a map of all of the participating businesses. So then you take your dog trick-or-treating and...
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really cute. Really cute.
It's on Sunday. What are the hours?
It's actually it's tomorrow.
Saturday.
Saturday from I think it's the registration starts at 10:30, and it goes until
I want to say it was like 2.
Yeah, 2-ish.
Yeah, last year I was pretty lucky. They let me dress up like Cruella De Vil and hand out dog treats, and somebody let me hold their Dalmatian. It was fantastic.
So when talking about that, do you guys do like craft fairs, farmer markets, you do anything like that?
Yeah.
Well, that's how we actually got our start, was at the Griffith Central Market mm-hmm. back in 2013.
Oh, so the year before you even said, if I said, wow, we can sell popcorn like this, why don't we open a place?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So do you still participate in markets and fairs and things like that?
You know, we don't do as many as we used to because we are our day-to-day business has grown so much. And we have a lot going on. We wish we had time to do more of them. We still do the Griffith Central Market. Mm-hmm. This is the 6th year for that.
Do you have you ever gotten into contests, awards, anything like that?
No. Not yet, but when
Carly,
comes
that's
around.
A great
Casey,
idea.
You guys are in call, came from the in you, Patty. You know, in the culinary industry, awards and contests are pretty cool. I've been in a few. Not that
I don't know
I've won
if any
anything.
Other popcorn companies would want to take us on.
Yeah,
that would be a little. That'd be fun. A little sporting competition.
Well, honestly, we have some customers that actually will do that at their jobs, and they'll come in and they'll get a bunch of stuff from us, and they're like, "Oh yeah, so and so said this place is the best. You guys are, you know," and they'll do this crazy contest at work, and they're like, "Of course, you guys won."
Yeah, that would be good. So, you guys might think about getting another popcorn company and doing like a taste off.
Right now, it's just our customers coming in and doing that at their own work, and I think it's just an excuse for a bunch of guys to eat. But hey,
now you do
don't need much of an excuse.
You do all the hot dog, the vegans, and I know popcorn is gluten free, but do you have a gluten free hot dog bun? Do you do anything like that?
I don't have a gluten free hot dog bun.
Okay, I was just wondering. So. We're down to our last 5 minutes here. Why don't you tell us what's kind of coming up? What are some of the new things you're going to be doing here? You know, you got Christmas coming up, Thanksgiving, you got Valentine's. Give us a little sense of...
Well, you just hit the nail on the head. We're getting ready to move into our absolute busiest season of the year, which is holiday season. Mm-hmm. So, we will be up to our ears in popcorn for the next couple months.
So what's going to be offered new for Christmas, say, or Thanksgiving? I mean, you probably mentioned it, but Why don't you tell our listeners now?
I feel like cinnamon roll is probably going to be making a comeback very soon. Mm-hmm. So for our cinnamon roll fans, that usually is there for the full month of December. Is that...
Yeah.
Typical. But
is that also with the frosting flavor, too? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're
talking.
Cinnamon roll is amazing.
It is amazing.
Well, what are you experimenting on that might not be coming out?
Well, usually on Fridays, Mandy will try to kind of come up with some new flavor. What does she call it? Like
New Flavor Fridays.
She does it on Fridays.
Yeah, she'll do like a small, like, you know, bin of something and see, like, you know, test the water, see how it kind of goes.
Is she the one that does these commercials I looked at online?
Yes.
Is she?
That's Amanda.
Folks, you need to go online. And do you have a website?
Facebook.
We're on Facebook.
Okay, so tell everyone your Facebook.
We've got Ladies Gourmet Popcorn on Facebook, and then we also have Relish Broad Street Dogs. They're both mm-hmm. on Facebook. Two separate pages.
And what's the phone number at your shop?
Ladies is 219-743-7858. And Relish is...
It's
cool. Yeah, right? I was like,
in the land of cell phones, we offer get food.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
you know
what? You gotta look looking.
Well, I'm totally looking up my own phone number right now.
How many relishes do you offer?
Well, currently I have a sweet relish, a dill relish, a neon relish, and then I have pickled jalapenos.
I had that.
Which
that was
I do.
Good.
That's the one that you do right for my barbecue bacon jam dog. Those are currently good. What I've got going on.
No, do you do them in a jar? Do you sell them retail?
But that is something that I definitely
barbecue bacon jam dog.
Oh, it's amazing!
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a thick, awesome barbecue sauce with like chunks of bacon and like onions, and there's like it's a little like smoky and beautiful.
So real quick here, we're
so
down to our
creations.
I know.
Yeah. Grilled cheese
dog. Real quick, are you in any retail shops?
We are not. We are currently just in Pacro. Uh-huh. We've got our popcorn there.
Are you guys planning an expansion or anything at all? Or just kind of waiting and seeing?
Not at this time.
Yeah.
We're still trying to... expansion was going into the bigger space.
Gotcha. And, okay.
Okay, so we're down to our last few minutes. Patty, anything you want to tell us you're thankful for? Since we're getting up to Thanksgiving?
Well, for every single day. I am thankful for every single day. My family, my friends, our downtown community, the community of Griffith. Just a very, very lucky person.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I have to say the same thing. I mean, I really love this. Not many people could say that they, you know, want to spend every single day with all of their family, but me and my mom, my dad, and my sister seriously are together every day, and we just really love each other, which is awesome. and you know, I mean, it's just amazing to be able to do that, to spend that time together and share our food and popcorn with,
how about you,
with
Casey?
Our community. Yeah.
I am thankful for grilled cheese dogs with chili.
Yeah, you are.
You know what? I was at a really bad job, and you know what? I talked to Patty, and I came in. They adopted me in as part of the family. I mean, I am so thankful that I have a job that I just love more than anything in the world. I mean, it's just amazing. I love this family.
Thank you, Casey.
I mean, they've helped me through some really bad times.
Well, me and Sharon have been sitting here for about an hour talking to you, and I can tell you guys have a lot of fun at your job.
Oh,
we do.
And there's a lot of places I probably wish they had that much fun.
Yeah.
So I want to take this last minute to thank you guys for all coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
thank
and you. This hour we were speaking with Ladies Gourmet Popcorn out of Griffith. They're very busy, but they took the time to come and see us. And you need to visit them. They're kind of different. And you also need to visit 89.1 FM this evening at 6 o'clock to listen to Game Night with Wayne and Tommy. It's always a good time. They're around the whole region talking about the football games, what's going on. We also want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. And we want everyone to be safe during this Halloween season, the trick-or-treating, and... we just want everyone to tune in next week. We're going to have the Steam Whistle Coffee on. And I just want to say to everyone, have a great Halloween and ciao.